Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hey guys, I got some good news for you this month. I am Nat from natsnumbers.com, and here on numerologist.com, we're having a check-in of what November 2017 has in store for us according to numerology. So let's get right into it. November is a three universal month. The benefits of a three are vast. It's about socializing, celebrating, having fun communicating with and connecting and networking with other people. It's a time of creative productivity and creative breakthroughs. It's a time of fertility. The reason why I say fertility is because the number two of last month was all about deepening relationships and connections. But then what happens with the three is when two forces come together, they create something, right? Something happens with all the work that you've done. It produces a brand new special something. That's the sacred ground of fertility that the three brings, whether that's creating a baby, right, in that metaphor, or creating a book, creating some sort of breakthrough that you are able to see right in front of you. It's pretty exciting. So creative breakthroughs. And another one that's rarely talked about with the three is a feeling of relief. Because the three is about releasing something that you've been holding inside of you. It's about letting go of something that's been stored up inside of you. This is really, really good news because 2017, this whole year, is a one universal year. It's new beginnings. It's a fresh start, which is fantastic. I mean, we've been talking about that all year, about how we're in new territory, we have a new lease on life, there's all these grand new potentials. But what it also means is that it's been a very serious time, hasn't it? It's been a time where we feel that we have to go, 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 and do, do, do. Well, the three shows up this month, and it says, yes, socialize, celebrate, tap into that realm of fertility and creative productivity, but also, what I have in store for you here is finally finding your joy again. That's what the three wants to remind us of. The whole reason that we're doing any of the things that we do is to experience the cathartic beauty of releasing ourselves out into the world, releasing what we've been holding inside of us, communicating, letting go, right? So the three comes along and reminds us to step out of that logical, cognitive place, the go, go, go place, and let your emotions, your heart, carry you to new places. Because the places that you want to go, you can only get there on the waves of emotion, guaranteed. Now, philosophers have been debating this for thousands of years. They've been saying that emotion is an affliction. It's like this unfortunate affliction, but they were wrong. Numerology actually teaches us that emotion is this substance that carries us to places that we would have never gone to if we had been just using the up here, the mind. The three, for this reason, is known as one of the luckiest numbers because the emotion is stored up in the cycle of the three, guides and advocates us to joy. So you don't have to be afraid of it. So yeah, this month you're going to have an increase in emotion, but that's such a good thing. If you're feeling angry, it's because the three of emotion is advocating for your joy. It's saying if there's something coming in to your environment that's threatening your well-being, you're going to experience anger. So you have to do something about it. So if you've been ignoring it and putting it off, you're going to actually have this universal power of releasing it. Right, of letting it be known. If you're feeling sad, right, it's because you know that you have to do something with the substance of that. You can't just let it sit there and stagnate. So it's a lucky number, it's a lucky cycle to be in because it's advocating for you to be happy. It's not advocating for you to just have your dream job. It's not advocating for you to have a loving partner. It isn't. It's advocating for you to enjoy those things, right? So it does that. It helps you find your joy again in that career, in that creative project, in your body, in your love life. It helps you by increasing emotion, increasing feeling versus intellect and reason, which hasn't been doing much for you lately, and making you come out with it, making you do something with it. It gives you this uncontrollable urge to express yourself and release what is inside of you so that you do not let these beautiful things that are in your new beginning, you don't let them just become another ordinary thing on your path of life. So maybe the three will call you to communicate and voice something that you've been holding back, right? Something that you've been holding onto with a loved one. Maybe it will give you the urge and the impetus to finally get that thing that you've wanted to create out into the world, a piece of art, a book, a philosophy, a program, a seminar, you know, whatever it is. It is imperative that you follow your joy this month, that you release your emotion so that you can be freed up to enjoy the beautiful things that are around you. So there's two things that I want you to keep in mind this month. Number one, do not be afraid of emotion. The three advocates for your joy by delivering to you guidance with your emotion. So sit down and talk to the emotions that you feel, right? If you're feeling an intense emotion, write down what the treasure is underneath it. Talk to a friend with the intention of uncovering the treasure so that you can find out what it is trying to tell you. Like it's an outside of you fuzzy friend that's like whispering to you secrets, okay? I want you to, instead of reject emotion, repress it through drugs and alcohol, through distractions, I want you to actually honor it as the sacred gift that it is. And secondly, schedule in more than usual things that you enjoy, childlike joy stuff, okay? Not work-related, not having to do with being productive, because those are energies that can be in this one universal year, right? I want you to schedule in going out dancing, going out celebrating, going out and doing something that's luxurious or decadent that gets you back into that state of splendor and awe and wonder with life. Because the three, as an archetype, is known as the eternal child. It is the part of you that really knows why you're here. You really know why you want to manifest those things you want to manifest, so you can feel free, so you can feel happy, so you can enjoy the things that are there. So schedule in at least one weekend this month, in the month of November, something that really just evokes that joy within you. And the three will deliver to you that fertile ground of abundance and creative breakthroughs. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed this forecast. I will talk with you guys next month in the December forecast, which is going to be pretty juicy because it's setting a foundation for 2018, which is a year of love, relationships, partnerships. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to hear from you guys in the comments below. And make sure to subscribe to this YouTube channel. Make sure to be on the newsletter list so you can get the next forecast the moment that it comes out. Bye, guys.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.